Over the years, the level of violence that has characterized the activities of party vigilante groups during each phase of the electoral cycle has increased, especially since the 2000s. The 2016 presidential and general elections of members of parliament were without exception. The immediate post-election phase also witnessed some incidents around the political transition, nearly marring the almost smooth process. Unfortunately, the manifestations of political party vigilante groups have continued from the transition and into the governing period. The existence of political vigilante groups is illegal, and the Ghana Police Service should ban and disband these groups immediately as a matter of national security. The leadership of the NPP and the NDC, who are largely responsible for the emergence of these groups in the Fourth Republic, should own up to their responsibilities and work with the police to disband all politically affiliated vigilante groups. In the medium to long term, there should be a concerted effort amongst key election stakeholders to make the Inspector General of Police independent by insulating him or her from political interference, by securing his or her tenure across regimes, and ensuring such appointments are transparent and consultative.
Yeah, I mean, you can see it clearly. So that is giving us an emboldenment, empowering us in fact to go further and to look for rather broader, you know, platforms where we should engage in, I mean, the youth within parties. In fact, it's becoming clear to those in the parties that they themselves are becoming overwhelmed by the problem. So parties themselves are looking for a way of now regularizing. That's why we recommended that there must be a certain code within the parties themselves. They must come out with a certain code of conduct with respect to how to regularize their own youth activities. We are also doing so cautious of the fact that we do not condemn all political party youth activities. We are not condemning all, but that we are condemning the militant and the violent dimensions of it, and those that have specifically been mobilized actually as action troopers. And this one is found that you mobilize them and set them aside. They are combative. Those are those ones that we say, look, we must do something about them. But those like you, young people who are very constructive, you are doing your work very well. I mean, we support such activities. We used to mobilize, support, project the party, contribute to public discourse in support of your party's ideology. I mean, these are things that are useful. But those that are bad are those ones that we are condemning. And we continue to engage with the youth to really come out with the best of ideas, I mean, to eradicate it completely from our political terrain. One of the recommendations we got from Tamale, which we find very, very important, is that it's been recommended that we organize a national security summit. At that national security summit, experts from within and outside the country will be invited to come and give us the way out, map out the strategies that we need. And I'm sure even for media people who are part and parcel of the whole electoral terrain will have to be considered in this particular case, because you are those who are doing the reporting. I mean, you give reports and so on. Even for certain criminal activities that may not come to the awareness of the electoral commission or authority, you will have to see it and then report on it. So therefore, your security for us is part and parcel of guaranteeing the security of our electoral process. And I think that platform will offer us really an opportunity to consider that the media is a critical part of the process and they must be protected.